Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're going to bring my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce, here in just a minute. I'll give you guys just a little sneak preview. For those who follow us on Instagram, for those who don't, make sure you check us out at Sports Overnight America on Instagram, at First Touch as well. I have my background set as Ahmad Diallo. You will see it in the content. You will hear why throughout the show. The kid is the best player of all time. He's better than Messi and Ronaldo. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Relax, relax, relax. All right, for this show, we have a ton planned. We have the Week 16 recap, the Week 17 EPL preview, and additionally, a little bonus, because it is Boxing Day on Thursday, the day after Christmas. For those who don't know, it is called Boxing Day. Almost all of the Premier League teams play. It is a great tradition. There's a ton of action. And we're going to have it all covered as well. We're not really going to cover the League Cup. There are obviously games midweek. I'll go through just a couple notable scores here. Arsenal beat Crystal Palace 3-2 through a Gabriel Jesus hat trick. Congrats, they finally scored a goal from open play. Newcastle beat Brentford 3-1. Liverpool beat Southampton 2-1. And most notably yesterday, the Tottenham-Manchester United game ended 4-3. It was just a defensive... I mean, it was probably one of the worst defensive games I've ever seen in professional soccer. Goalkeeper errors left and right. Tottenham were up 3-0. Then it was 3-2. Then it was 4-2 after Son scored off of a corner kick. And then Johnny Evans scored a goal in stoppage time to make it 4-3. So that was just all over the place, man. And look, I know I smashed Tottenham all over the place every single week, deservingly. Did they beat my Manchester United? Yes. Is it the first time this season? No. Do I care? No. They're still not finishing top four. My bet against Nico will survive. I will not need to tattoo their logo on my body. I will not need to give Nico my car. But we have, man, this is just such a jam-packed show. I'm so fired up. This is my favorite time of year across the board. We got League Cup games, FA Cup, the Premier League, Champions League, just so much going on. And we're going to cover it all on this edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. First Touch, we'll be right back. Don't move.
To checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1-5-25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how we doing, my man? What a weekend we had. We had some midweek action as well. An unbelievable weekend and midweek slate coming up as well. Boxing Day is just around the corner. My favorite day of the year for the Premier League. How we doing, Nico?
Man, listen, if you love soccer, you're watching Premier League, you're watching so much action. You can never be sure who's going to win. We had a Manchester derby. We had Liverpool facing Fulham. We had the debacle of Arsenal at Everton. So much to talk about and excited to be here to cover it.
We're going to start right there. Arsenal 0. Arsenal at home, by the way. Let me add that in there. Arsenal playing at home against Everton. The score ends 0-0. Draw plus 550 cash is some great juice there. If anyone had the guts to bet this, props to you, because I certainly know I didn't. I love the over in this one. The under 2.5 at minus 150 cash is just a utterly pathetic result from Arsenal. I don't know if you saw the video online, Nico. There's, you know, some of the Arsenal fans who are all over Instagram. They're watching the game together on live stream. They get the notification that Robertson got a red card in the Liverpool game. Just 11 minutes in, I believe it was, or 20 minutes in, something like that. They start going crazy. They're celebrating. They're hugging each other as if they've won this game and done anything. And they can't even score a goal against Everton at home. And look, I know they scored 3 through a Jesus hat trick against Palace midweek. Big whoop. I don't care. Doesn't mean anything to me. With Arsenal, I mean, they're still in second place. No, they're in third place right now. Everton are somewhere near the bottom. I honestly forgot to write this one down. I'm going to pull it up right now. But, I mean, what are your thoughts? Arsenal are now 6 points behind Liverpool. Liverpool have a game in hand, so you figure they win that game. 9 points off Liverpool. Everton, this is a great result for them. They're sitting in 16th on 15 points. What do you make of Arsenal right now in their situation of not being able to score?
To be honest with you, I think that Arsenal is done for the season. I was the guy that in the fall, when we sat here and made predictions, I chose them to win the whole thing. I thought that they would present a much more consistent approach to their game and their performances. Right now, I'm seeing that, they come up with solutions like the set pieces against Man U, and then they can literally draw and lose against really anybody. They're just as inconsistent as Manchester City, maybe a little bit less, but their attacking issues and the fact that they're playing at home with Everton and the game ends 0-0 must have people infuriated. We're expecting consistency. We're expecting Arteta to build on last season and finally win something big, and I honestly cannot see it happen.
Let's talk about Arteta as well real quick. And before we go to this next game, I'm just going to throw this in there. Midweek in a press conference, asked about his lack of winning trophies, mentions the community shields that they won, two community shields, the glorified dinner platter that for some reason he believes is a major trophy. Sir Alex Ferguson most notably said he couldn't care less about them. Their only trophy outside of the community shields is the 2020 COVID FA Cup under Arteta. He spent just about £1 billion building his team. And he built a team to score no goals at home against Everton. Utterly pathetic. Arteta out. If you're an Arsenal fan, you're not saying that. Go get your brain checked out. Go to therapy. I don't know what to tell you. All right, moving on, because we just have too much to get to. Liverpool 2, Fulham 2. Draw plus 482, over 3.5, plus 110 cashes. Robertson got dusted on the first goal 11 minutes in when Pereira scored. Then he gets a red card. Gakpo leveled it up 47 minutes in. Munez gave Fulham the lead again 76 minutes in. Jota levels it in the 86. Liverpool earned a point after playing the whole game down. Again, they're in first right now. They have a three-point gap on Chelsea with a game in hand. Call it six. Fulham in eighth. Fulham have been playing great this season. Gritty team. But, I mean, props to Liverpool. Earning a point against a team like Fulham, even though they're totally inferior, when you're down a man for the entire game is impressive, especially after being down twice. What do you think?
Listen, I will say this right now. Liverpool is a team that's playing the best football in Europe. That's been since the start of the season. I haven't seen a team perform. Maybe Barcelona, I could say that they've reached that level of, like, you know, craziness that Liverpool is doing. But listen, going down a man, Andrew Robertson is having a rough season. He's committing penalties. He's getting reds. He's not having a good time. Tsimikas is injured at the moment, so he really cannot be replaced. And then Liverpool goes down twice in that game and finds a way to get a point against a team that is very dangerous on the counter. They create a bunch of chances, and they have a decent team. They're not getting relegated. I cannot say enough good things about Liverpool, man. I mean, how can you play?
They're playing at a different level.
And the energy that they were playing in, Tyler, I was watching the game. Towards the last, 5 to 10 minutes of the game, if you were watching that game not knowing what has happened for the previous, 85, you would think that Liverpool is about to win this game.
They were creating chances. They went for it, down a man. And,
100%. Luis Diaz.
Honestly, they probably should have got all three. If they were playing level playing field here, they win this game, no doubt. And they earned that point, and that's that. Good for them. Moving on real quick, nothing really here. Newcastle 4, Leicester 0, Newcastle minus 350, over 3.5, plus 105, all Newcastle. Two goals from Murphy, Izak added one, and Gomez as well. Newcastle in 12th, Leicester in 17th, just dominating. Nothing really there for me. Wolves 1, Ipswich 2. Ipswich plus 270 on the road gets the win, over 2.5, minus 139. Doherty own goal gave Ipswich the lead 15 minutes in. Cunha ties it in the 72nd. Taylor wins it in stoppage time. Massive, massive result for Ipswich. And huge drop points at home for Wolves. Ipswich in 18th, Wolves in 19th. 3 points behind them now. So this was a big one. This is a game that I need your opinion on here. Forest 2, Villa 1. Forest plus 162 cashes. The over 2.5 minus 116 somehow cashes. Duran does it again. Scores in the 63rd minute. Delightful header off of a beautiful McGinn cross. Just an unbelievable looping header. Forest were dead. They were dead. This game was over until it wasn't. Milinkovic and Elanga score in the 87th and 93rd to steal this game from Villa. Forest are in fifth. They are in fifth. And Villa in seventh. I mean, wow. I mean, this is how do Villa drop these points? How do Forest get this done? I mean, what are your thoughts on what Forest are doing right now?
Props to Vangelis Marinakis, because that guy took Forest from championship. He got them promoted to the Premier League. And not only he's gotten them out of trouble, out of relegation trouble is what I mean, but now we're seeing a team that can possibly finish top six. I mean, this is a mid-season mark. We're not talking about the first five or six games of the season. They are playing with consistency. They lose to the big teams, like they lost to Arsenal and City away from home. But they've gotten some huge points. They beat Manchester United and Old Trafford. They beat Aston Villa. They lost to Newcastle, but they played really good against Bournemouth. They are a great team to watch. And they won't quit until the last minute. That comeback was absolutely crazy.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Nuno Santos doing a great job for Forest right now. A surprising one. Very surprising. Brighton 1, Crystal Palace 3. Palace plus 290 moneyline cash is on the road, over 2.5 minus 140. Crystal Palace are playing good football, finally. They had a really, really rough start to the season. After this one, they're up to 15th, Brighton in 9th. Chabala scored 27th minute. Sarr scored twice. Gehi own goal, the only Brighton goal at home. This was all Palace from the get-go, and I had this one wrong. Crystal Palace, huh? How about it?
You know, they really turned it around. Things are so much easier in soccer when things are sticking up front. Their forwards are finally scoring goals, and it makes the team's day so much easier because they go into the game, they go up a goal, and then they constantly create chances. They were sticking up so perfectly. I mean, they do have talent up front. They have Mateta, they have Eze, they have all these guys. And, you know, at some point they were going to stick, and we're seeing them right now. That's where they're getting results. Three goals away from home.
It's a big one for them. It really is, huge. Especially their positioning in the table. All right, we're gonna do the Manchester Derby on the next side of this break coming up here. But Chelsea 2, Brentford 1. Chelsea minus 300, over 3.5, minus 122. Cucurella, outside of those two slips against Tottenham, has been playing fantastic this season. He got the game's opening goal 43 minutes in. Jackson added the second in the 80th, and Mbeumo scored a consolation in the 90th. Chelsea are in this title race. I'm saying it now. They are 3 points behind Liverpool. Liverpool have a game in hand, of course. They sit in second. Brentford, their away form is just atrocious. They only win games at home. They're in 11th. And then, obviously, I'm just going to mention this, and then we can go back to the Chelsea game. Southampton 0, Tottenham 5. Tottenham minus 145, or over 3.5, minus 122. Madison scored in the first minute. Then Son in the 12th, Kulusevski in the 14th, Sarr in the 25th. Madison again 4 minutes before halftime. They didn't even need to play the second half. It ends 5-0. Spurs in 10th, Southampton dead last in 20th. But let's hop back to this Chelsea game real quick. Are Chelsea in a title race? Before we go to this break, I need to hear, are they in a title race, yes or no?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Right. Because they have the players to support it.
They do, and they're playing very good football. All right, coming up next, we're going to wrap up the Sunday slate going through the Manchester Derby, and I've been waiting all week to talk about this one here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. First Touch rolls on, coming up next. Don't move.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Back to First Touch, Jeremy Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce here, and it is time. I've been waiting all week, I'm sure you guys knew it, to talk about the Manchester Derby. If you didn't hear the intro right now, and you'll see it on our Instagram, at Sports Overnight America and at First Touch, my background on my computer right now behind me is the man, the myth, the legend, Amad Diallo. Manchester United 2, Manchester City 1 at the Etihad, the empty odd, as they call it. United plus 400 cashes. Juice. Give me that juice. Under 3.5, minus 139 cashes as well. Guardiola scored off of another set piece conceded by United. Deflected De Bruyne across 36 minutes in. From there, City didn't produce much of anything. A Harry Maguire masterclass. Lisandro Martinez played fantastic as well in this game, despite how terrible he was against Tottenham 2 days ago. And a bad Nunez ball leads to Amad Diallo picking it off in the 88th minute. Nunez then tracking back, desperate, takes him out in the box. Bruno Fernandes scores to level things up in the 88th. And just 2 minutes later, and you can see Amarim, when Martinez picks up the ball at the midway point, he yells Amad. Martinez plays a beautiful ball over the top. Amad Diallo, hustling as always, comes across an unbelievable tip over Ederson. Full stretch, the tip of his toe, tips it up and over him, keeps his eye on the ball, right out of the air, tough angle, gets it by Guardiola through his legs, goes in the goal. Pandemonium ensues. I'm going crazy. My dog's running in circles all over the apartment. He's getting all excited. And United win it 2-1. An unbelievable result. The game looked dead. All City had to do was not make mistakes. They failed to do so. They had the clean sheet all locked up and ready until they didn't. City now 1 win in 11 games. Just think about that. 1 win in 11 games for the
fourth
time. I think
it's 12.
It's 11. I checked beforehand. It will probably be 12 on the weekend, but they are now in fifth. United still in 16th. United still in 13th. I don't even care. We're only, 28 points is fourth, 22. We're 6 points off fourth place in 13th, not the end of the world. You know, actually, the gap between 13th and fourth is smaller than the gap between first and second. Think about that. Talk about him real quick. Amad Diallo, this kid has been on absolute fire. Under Amarim, he is averaging a goal or an assist every 80 minutes, which is better than Mohamed Salah under Jurgen Klopp. I understand, much smaller sample size. We saw him hustling just against Tottenham. He's hustled all the way back. Ball's going back to the goalkeeper, slides in front of him, goes in. I can't say enough about this kid. His work rate is unbelievable. If Marcus Rashford, who, by the way, was not even included in the squad, nor was Garnacho for this game, Amarim said not for disciplinary reasons, but how you train, he notices. What you wear, he notices. How you treat the staff, how you eat. It all matters, and they got dropped. It was a bold decision before this derby, and it paid off and didn't matter. It's midweek. Rashford does an interview, says he thinks he needs to leave United. I'm saying this now. If Marcus Rashford worked half as hard as Amad Diallo, he'd be one of the best players in the world. Problem is, he doesn't. So, see you later, buddy. We don't need you anymore.
The crazy thing about Manchester United in this game, I'm going to make 2 points. Number one, I cannot not mention Amad Diallo and his amazing performance. The goal that he scores takes – not only to make that run, but bring the ball down as the keeper's coming out and he's able to weave off of him and still find the net. That's like basically catching a 50-yard pass in football, catch it, weave off the opponent, and then shoot it with your leg and get it through the goal. I mean, that was a ridiculous goal if we're comparing it to football.
This is one of the best goals that you see all year. And it might not look, it's not a, you know, it doesn't look as flashy as a bicycle kick. But when you conceptualize taking the ball out of the air off of a bounce, and you can see it as the ball is coming in, he stops looking at the ball and is looking at where it's going to land so he can time the bounce. To then, I mean, look at the still images. He's in the air completely off the ground with his left foot, just graces it with a toe right over Ederson. And not only that, to have the awareness of where you are in relation to the goal, to take it out of the air at that angle, put it on net, and have it go in is unbelievable.
The footwork in that goal is amazing. And then the second point I'll make about this game is that huge win for Amorim, winning this game away from home. That means a lot for the fans. I mean, obviously, we can talk about standings and points, but the fans, the next game Manchester United is playing at Old Trafford, that stadium is going to be packed after winning at City
This manner.
And leaving Rashford and Garnacho out of the team, those, they might not be the best players this year, but they're huge pieces for the team. Leaving them out and win this game is a huge win.
Ten Hag wouldn't have the guts to. He wouldn't. And huge. Amorim, I'm telling you right now, the culture he's establishing here and seeing guys like Amad Diallo get a chance and shine and be rewarded for that is unbelievable. And this was just, this was the best I've felt as a United fan in a very long time. This win felt better than the FA Cup win. It felt better than the Carabao Cup. It did. I don't know, this new manager, Amorim, he's got me feeling good, my friend, really good. Before we preview Week 17, the Monday game, Bournemouth 1, West Ham 1, draw plus 312, under 3.5, minus 157. Paqueta scored in the 87th minute through a penalty kick. Unal leveled things up in the 90th minute. Bournemouth had 29 shots and 9 on target and didn't score until the 90th minute, which is pretty unbelievable. Bournemouth in 6th, by the way. Let's give them some credit. They're having an unbelievable start to the season. I mean, they really are. It's just it's incredible to see what they're producing. West Ham in 14th as well. All right, we just have so much to get to. Let's jump right to it. The Week 17 preview, Saturday slate, Villa home versus City. City plus 115, draw plus 270, Villa plus 220, over 3 minus 109, under 3 minus 105. Are City going to get their first win in 11 games, Nico? Are they?
No, they're not. Give me Villa or draw in this game. I would even lay juice on their money line because I seriously think that City, until they make some signings in the wintertime, which I'm sure they will make a bunch of them, I don't think they produce anything better than what we've seen.
I don't care who they sign. They're a broken team without Rodri. I'm taking the draw plus 270 here. Brentford home versus Nottingham Forest. Brentford plus 130. Draw plus 250. Nottingham Forest plus 200. Over 2.5 minus 145. Under 2.5 plus 112. It's a Brentford home game. I'm taking over 2.5. I would take over 3.5 here. This is a mortal lock. What do you think?
Yes, over 2.5, and I think that Forest has they have skin in this game. I think they can either win or take a draw.
I do as well. Look, Brentford can't win every home game for the entire season. I just don't think they're good enough to do so.
I agree.
I like Nottingham Forest or draw here as well, but the over is my lock. Ipswich home versus Newcastle. Newcastle minus 140, draw plus 290. Ipswich plus 370, over 2.5 minus 165, under 2.5 plus 128. This line, look, I've been doing this since the show started. I'm just going to say it now. I'm going to beat myself up. I normally would think that minus 140 Newcastle here, like there's no way they don't win this game. That line's too weird. This game will end in a draw. I'm saying it now. I'm taking it at plus 290.
You know what I think? I think because Newcastle played midweek and they played with their starters, arguably, maybe that's what's accounted for in this game. But Ipswich has a way of bottling it every single game. Like they lost to Bournemouth. Again, we talked about it last week. They lost to Bournemouth 2-1 with two late goals, and the game was going so perfect for them. So they're very unpredictable, man.
They are, man. I just can't figure them out. It's so painful. West Ham home versus Brighton. Brighton plus 135, draw plus 270. West Ham plus 180, over 3.5 plus 120, under 3.5 minus 155. Dude, Brighton have not been playing well. They started the season off great. But like they've regressed. They just got smoked by Crystal Palace at home. That being said, they're playing a god awful West Ham team. However, since Antonio was in his horrific car accident, God bless, he is, you know, still with us. Has a very badly broken leg apparently. But since that's happened, West Ham have, you know, played somewhat well. Jared Bowen's bagged a couple goals. Obviously, they blew it against Bournemouth midweek in the 90th minute. But where do you go with this game? Because I can't get a draw on this one.
This is a very safe bet to make. You bet over 2.5 goals since they have the line set at 3.5, minus 200. You take 50 cents on a dollar and you're good to go. You don't have to overthink it. This is two teams, you know, they only attack. They have crazy defense mistakes all the time, especially West Ham. It's 2-1, 1-2.
I might take Brighton, to be honest. I just feel like they're bound to be back on track. And it's just, they're not a bad team on the road. At least to start the season, they weren't. But I don't know, man. One that obviously, I mean, this one shouldn't, I mean, we shouldn't really have much to deliberate on here, but you know, who knows the way that they've been playing. I mean, based on how both teams are playing, Crystal Palace home versus Arsenal. Arsenal minus 185. That is low, by the way. Draw plus 320, Palace plus 530, over 2.5 minus 118, under 2.5 minus 109. These teams played midweek in the League Cup. Granted, not all the starters were active. Nico, what do you got in this game real quick?
Do you think Crystal Palace can score a goal in this game? Because if they do, the game is going over 2.5. That's what I think.
Yes, I think they just put up two against them midweek. So I'm away, by the way. So
there you go.
I like over 2.5 as well. I'm not touching the money line, though. Just Arsenal have been really, really weird with not being able to score in open play. But let's see how that one turns out. That's a huge, huge game for Arsenal. And Palace are going to feel like they can win it after they almost did midweek away at Arsenal. So let's see. All right, coming up next, we're going to wrap up the Week 17 Sunday slate before we preview Boxing Day, baby, here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back. Still so much to get to before we get to the First Touch parlay at the end of the show. Don't move. We'll be right back.
You're my darling, darling, baby. You're my darling, darling.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. All right, Nico, let's get to it. It is crunch time here. I can't believe it, man. We're already at Boxing Day. We're going to get to that, but first, let's preview the Sunday slate of Week 17. Everton home versus Chelsea. Chelsea minus 161. Draw plus 320, Everton plus 425, over 2.5 minus 160, under 2.5 plus 122. I love Chelsea in this spot. They've been playing great. Everton are just terrible. Just throwing it out there. I'm not so sure about over 2.5. I could see Chelsea blanking them here and winning this game 1-0-2-0 on the road. It is a difficult place to play. The matchup of the Blues, who do you got?
Although I think Chelsea's due to make like a slump of a game, I think they win this one. Chelsea money line all the way.
Fulham home versus Southampton. Fulham minus 239, draw plus 390. Southampton plus 600, over 2.5 minus 192, under 2.5 plus 142. Over. Southampton are awful. We just saw them concede 5.5 against Tottenham at home, by the way. And Fulham are playing great. They're going to feel confident. Well, I don't know how confident they'll feel after, you know, getting a draw away at Anfield, you know, down, you know, up a man. But you have to think that based on where they're at the table, they're going to maul them, huh?
Yeah, they're going to run them over. I mean, money line is so safe here. And also, I think it goes over 2.5.
Money line is safe. There's just not a lot. I mean, minus 239. Yeah, it's a lot to risk. But when you're playing Southampton, you know, it's safe to take a minus 1,000 money line. Leicester home versus Wolves. Leicester plus 155, draw plus 250, Wolves plus 170, over 2.5 minus 155, under 2.5 plus 120. At face value, you look at this and you think, two teams bottom of the table, you know, who cares? But when push comes to shove in the long run here, this game matters for staying up in the Premier League come the end of the season. What do you got in this contentious matchup?
I think in this type of game, if I'm the coach of either team, I'm saying let's go and win. That's my mindset in this, because I think that both teams have their best, you know, players up front. So let's see an over 2.5 or minus 155. I really like that spot.
I like the draw here. I like betting the draw with two bad teams playing. I could even see 2-2 because both teams can definitely score. Like they don't have issues scoring, but they're both like just god awful defensively.
They're bad.
I don't know how I feel about this one, man. I'm kind of nervous for it. Manchester United home versus Bournemouth. United minus 120. The draw is plus 290. Bournemouth plus 310. Over 2.5 minus 170. Under 2.5 plus 135. One thing I do like in this game is the over 2.5. It depends. What version of Manchester United are we going to get this week? Are we going to get the Onana errors and Martinez playing terribly? Or are we going to get, you know, the Lenny Yoro masterclass and Amad Diallo bagging a goal or two, maybe a Hoyland goal? You know, who knows? It's so unpredictable with this team. We're at home, but Bournemouth, like, they're not going to fear us. They're not coming into this game like feeling like they have to play back. They're going to play their game. I mean, last season, this matchup, Bournemouth won 3-0 at Old Trafford. So granted, that was a Solanke masterclass who's no longer here. Where do you go with this one, Nico?
I think the over is a very safe spot. And last week I said that, you know, Manchester United beating Everton at home 4-0 was a great chance for them to also beat Forest and build on that. Now they took a step backwards. Midweek, you make that amazing win. I mean, last week you made that amazing win against City. And now here we are. I think this game is very much dependent on how committed defensively United is going to be, because Bournemouth, as you said, they're not coming fearing their lives in Old Trafford.
They're coming for all three points. They're not coming for a draw. They're not going to, you know, sit back.
Yes.
They're going to attack, and they're going to go at it, and they're going to play their game. They're a dangerous team on the attack, I will say. I have to give them their flowers. They've played great all season. I'm staying away from it. You know what? I'm going to bet Manchester United money line. I'm going to do it. I'm going to emotionally just, you know, put it all on the line for myself. I'm either going to be crying on Christmas or happy.
and spending time with my family. They're either going to love me or hate me. I'm either going to love them or hate them. Lock it in, United Moneyline, minus 120. Game of the weekend, for sure, in week 17, Tottenham home versus Liverpool. Liverpool minus 135, draw plus 325, Tottenham plus 335. At home, plus 335, over 3.5, minus 135, under 3.5, plus 107. I'm staying away from the total, but I will be loading up. I'm making all that Christmas present money back on this game with the Liverpool minus 135. I hate Tottenham. I don't think they're good. They just almost blew a 3-0 lead against a not nearly as good Manchester United team at home. They've dropped points at home all season. They lost to Palace at home, I believe, Ipswich at home. Why is top of the table Liverpool going to come in here and stumble? Tell me.
They only show up in big games. This is what they do. I mean, they lose to Ipswich and then they go beat Manchester City 4-0 at Etihad, which doesn't look like a big deal because City's doing bad, but you still have to have a great team to do that. That's not easy to do. So I'm going to take the under 3.5, a plus 110. I think that Liverpool goes there and they're very defensively minded and they try to score a goal. The only chance Tottenham has to get points in this game is if they go up 2 goals. That's it.
Just like they did against Chelsea, up 2-0 and then concede. What,
I'm saying
straight?
That's their best shot because if they go down,
they got to go up like a 3. It's their only chance. I'm saying it now. It's not happening. Nah, Konate is finally back. Virgil van Dijk's playing great. Lock me in for Liverpool money line. All right, it's time. Boxing Day. It is here. Thursday, the 26th, day after Christmas. You have a full slate of Premier League action. We're going to get as many of these games in as we can. I'm moving quick here. It is rapid fire. City at home versus Everton. City minus 370. Draw plus 500. Everton plus 850. Over 3.5, plus 125. Under 3.5, minus 166. I don't have anything for this. I don't. I don't like
City money line.
I don't like the under. I mean, yeah, but minus 370. I think City win. Am I going to bet that? No, I'm not. They're not putting a dollar on anything near Manchester City right now. I'm staying away. But you got something for this game? Because I do not.
I like City to win by 2 in this one. I know it's going to be an aggressive line, but I can see like a 2-0.
I could see that at least. Not sure what that is. And maybe pull that one up, but we'll
see. It's minus 110. Minus 110.
All right. Okay. Yeah. City to win 2-0. I don't hate that. Minus 110. Bournemouth home versus Crystal Palace. Bournemouth minus 104. Draw plus 260. Crystal Palace plus 260. Over 2.5, minus 142. Under 2.5, plus 109. I love Bournemouth in this spot. Crystal Palace is being overvalued here just because of their form recently. Bournemouth are a good home team. They can score goals. They're dangerous. They defend somewhat decently. And Crystal Palace away from home are not nearly the same team as they are at home. What do you think?
I like the over, and I also like Bournemouth money line here. They're very strong at home.
Chelsea home versus Fulham. Chelsea minus 213, draw plus 375, Fulham plus 490, over 3.5, plus 107, under 3.5, minus 140. I don't know, Nico. What can Fulham get a result here? Fulham or draw, maybe?
Fulham or draw, or at a lower value, Fulham +1.5. But what I think that's going to happen here is that Chelsea is going to have a hard time because Fulham can counterattack, and every time they're going to go up front like crazy, Fulham might make them pay. I do like the overall here. I know it's over 3.5, but plus 135, that's kind of juicy for me.
I like the draw here. I think this is the week that Chelsea, we see a small regression. They stumble a bit. I don't think they're going to drop 3 points, but I think they drop 2, and Fulham can scrape out of here with a draw as they did at Anfield this last week. Newcastle home versus Aston Villa. Newcastle minus 106, draw is plus 275, Aston Villa plus 270. Over 2.5, minus 159. Under 2.5, plus 120. Give me Newcastle at home. Great home team. Villa have been struggling all season long. They're sitting seventh. Scoring goals has not come easy. Conceding goals is coming easily to them. So, I'll take Newcastle in the spot at a pretty good price.
You know, I think I agree with that because Aston Villa, two very hard back-to-back games. One with City and one with Newcastle. I mean, they're going to be tired in this one.
100%. Forest home versus Tottenham. This is an interesting one. This is a very interesting one. Tottenham plus 142. The draw is plus 270. Forest plus 165. Over 3 minus 118. Under 3 minus 108. I'm going to say something I rarely say in the show. I'm going to take Tottenham at plus money here. I am. I think they're going to get a result away.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the over is. I mean, if the over 2.5 is juicy enough, I'm going to take it. It's sitting, it looks like it's sitting, let me take a look, minus 190. That's not too bad. Three goals in any Tottenham game, I'm taking, man. They can defend.
Yep, they cannot defend, but let's see. I mean, you never know, dude. It's like, I think what's going to happen is Tottenham are going to get smoked by Liverpool, and then they're going to bounce back and do something that no one expects. I think I would expect this line to move up after they lose to Liverpool because I think it's going to be ugly.
Forest is very tough to beat at home.
They are. Very tough. They are.
Let's and see. Tottenham is soft like ice cream. Like, they go there. I don't care. Like, it's not like Southampton. Like, Forest is playing with confidence right now.
The more we've spoken about this, I like the over. I'll take over three.
They score goals, man. They I'm do. Telling you. They score goals.
I could see this being like a 2-2 game. Like, no doubt. No problem. Southampton home versus West Ham. West Ham plus 110. Draw plus 266. Southampton plus 230. Over 2.5 minus 160. Under 2.5 plus 128, excuse me. West Ham all day. I'll take this.
West Ham 100%.
Every day and twice on Sunday, man.
Has to be.
It's just there's no way Southampton are winning this game. I might try and find a bet for Southampton, like, total wins on the season and take the under 2. I believe they have one win right now. If they lost every game for the rest of the season, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't. I could see them.
They're really bad.
They're so bad.
They're so bad.
Another game I'm just worried about as a United fan. Wolves home versus Man United. United are minus 140. The draw is plus 300. Wolves plus 350. Over 2.5 minus 168. Under 2.5 plus 129. Wolves gave United trouble on the opening game of the season. I believe United won 1-0. And Onana, I mean, straight up punched a guy in the face. And somehow it wasn't called a penalty in this game. I like over 2.5. I'm staying very far away from the game result. You think United are going to get this win here? Like, what are you thinking?
I don't think so. I don't think United win this game. I'm sorry, man.
It's going to be a draw, right?
When they play away from home, for some reason, like, they have these games where they're just, like, absolutely terrible. I mean, it's going to depend on their form, and it's going to depend on past results because, obviously, confidence is, like, up and down. But you play at Wolves, Liverpool had a hard time winning there. I mean, they play strong.
They do, and they go for it, and defense is not our strong suit as a club right now. So that's where I stand on that. I think this is going to be a draw, plus 300. Honestly, I might not even like the over anymore. This could be 0-0, 1-1. Who knows,
no,
man?
It's not going on.
These next two games, Manchester United's run of games, and whoever made their schedule is a City fan or a Liverpool fan.
Diabolical.
This run of games that they have, I'm going to pull it up real quick as I talk about this before we wrap up. This slate. Let me pull this up real quick so I could just let everyone know what United is looking at in the month of December. We played Arsenal, Forest, who, look, they're not the best team, but they're having a very good season, and we also lost that game. Man City, Tottenham, Bournemouth, Wolves, Newcastle, Liverpool, and then Arsenal again. That's our running games. Two of those games run into January, but I mean, just an insane run of games. It's just,
that's the Premier League, though. I mean, I know you're a United fan. I know you're a United fan. You're going to think about it like that. But I've seen City's schedule, Arsenal's schedule. It's so competitive, man.
And I'm not saying these other teams don't have competitive schedules. It's just Arsenal, Liverpool, City, like back-to-back-to-back.
Picture yourself.
It's just insane, man.
Picture yourself playing Champions League.
It's been so long that I don't even remember what exactly. That feels like. It really has. Liverpool home versus Leicester. Liverpool minus 800, draw plus 875, Leicester plus 1700, over 3.5 minus 162, under 3.5 plus 120. I don't even have anything to give out here. The over's too high, the money line's too insane. Liverpool are obviously going to win this game.
Yeah, they are.
The only question is by how much. All right, the week 18, the day after Boxing Day, Friday, we got two games. Brighton home versus Brentford. Brighton minus 135, draw plus 312, Brentford plus 300, which is crazy to me. Over 3.5 plus 110, under 3.5 minus 152. I'm taking the over here. Yeah. I'm also taking the draw. I think a 2-2 result is what's going to manifest here in this one.
I like it. The over 3.5 has some juice in it. And Brentford and unders is like something that doesn't go together.
That doesn't exist. That never happens. Arsenal home versus Ipswich wraps up the midweek slate. There's no Saturday game next week, but there is Sunday and Monday. Which we will cover next week on First Touch as well. Arsenal minus one. Excuse me. Whoa. I wish it was minus one something. Arsenal minus 658. Draw plus 712. Ipswich plus 1575. Over 3.5 plus 100. Under 3.5 minus 133. I'm taking the under here. Arsenal are terrible at scoring goals from open play. Maybe they'll bag a corner or two. I don't see Ipswich scoring in this game, and I don't think Arsenal win more than 3-0. So I'm taking under 3.5 here.
I think the gift of life in this game is Ipswich under 1 goals at minus 150. They're not getting close to
the net. I love that. That is a good one.
They're not getting close to the net. Minus 150, Arsenal is just going to dominate. They're not going to see the goal.
Yeah, I'm loving it. All right, guys, up next, the first touch parlay. Didn't cash last week, but I am seeing the board clearly this week, and I know Nico is as well. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. First touch rolls on the first touch parlay. Up next. Don't go here.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to First Touch here with your host, Todd Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. It is time for my favorite part of the show, the First Touch Parlay. And we got two for you. We got one for this weekend and then one for Boxing Day as well. I'm going to go through the first one here. It's a six-teamer, but it's hitting. 50 pays $892.22 on the app that I'm using. No free promo. I'm in Florida. Figure it out for yourselves. Over 2.5 in the Brentford Forest game. Over 2.5 in West Ham Brighton. Over 2.5 Fulham versus Southampton. Over 2.5 Manchester United Bournemouth. Liverpool money line, Chelsea money line, plus 1684. 50 pays out, 892.22. 100 pays 1684. This is for this weekend. Nico, what do you got for the people on Boxing Day? Let's hear
I'm going to give you 5-2 over 2.5 so you can enjoy watching some soccer and pay for some gifts. Newcastle versus Aston Villa over 2.5. Over 2.5 Bournemouth versus Crystal Palace. Over 2.5 Wolves versus Manchester United. Over 2.5 Nottingham Forest and Tottenham. And finally, over 2.5 at Brighton versus Brentford. Enjoy, my friends.
What's it pay? You got the odds up? If not, it's all good. All right, we'll figure it out next week when it cashes. Up next, Sports Weekend here on Sports Byline USA. Myself and Marty Terrell, we're bringing on Zaid Hussein, Brock Hines, talking some college football playoff, NFL weekend. Thank you guys for tuning in to First Touch. We'll be back next Friday, as always, to discuss Week 17 and the Boxing Day matches. Thank you so much. As always, hear from the guys on First Touch. See you next week.